are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljud. Last week, many classrooms and auditoriums were left empty as thousands of Concordia students went on a three-day-long strike to protest against the Quebec government's decision to hike the tuition fees by 33% for out-of-province students at English universities and impose new French proficiency requirements. The provincial government said that the change is part of an effort to invest more money in French universities and decrease the number of non-French-speaking students. Students wore red squares as a show of solidarity and a symbol of the previous student strikes in 2012. They marched around campus while carrying large banners, banging pots, and chanting different slogans such as, "The Students United will never be defeated." Organizers of the strike have argued that this decision is putting the entire community at risk as it will limit the accessibility and affordability of higher education and negatively impact the quality of education. Protesters said that they hope their efforts are adding more pressure on the government and encouraging students from other universities to make their voices heard as well. More demonstrations are planned for the future. Quebec's surgery backlog has hit a new record. Katie Brady has more.
Quebec's surgery waitlist has reached 170,000. That's higher than during the pandemic. And experts say with the state of healthcare right now, it's going to be a slow climb out of this. President of the Quebec Association of Surgery, Dr. Patrick Charlebois, told CJLO how we got here and what it will take to reduce the backlog.
We expected a rise in the number of patients that are waiting for surgery. I mean, these are tremendously high numbers that we've been dealing with for a long time now. We had worked hard trying to decrease our number of patients waiting, making deals with the government for plan de rattrapage, investing $400 million to support manpower in this plan. And that hasn't taken off at all. And then we were affected by the days of strikes that were held at the end of the year. And that had an impact. We don't know the true impact, and we're starting to see it now, I guess. But at the time it was happening, we're expecting 400 to 500 patients a day were being surgery was being canceled and delayed. So now we're starting to see the impact of all that, and we're going to have to catch up.
How long do you think it will take to reduce this back down to a less startling number?
It is startling numbers, and these are real people, right? It's 170,000 of our friends and colleagues and family that are at home waiting for surgeries. They're not all life-threatening. The urgent surgeries, the cancer surgeries are being done, but all these other people are still have ailments that require surgery to fix. They're suffering in many cases. So these cases need to get done. We need to get these lists down for our system to be able to take care the whole chain of production. If you want the image to get a patient through surgery, we need clinics that are running effectively. We need to see these patients. We need the preoperative clinic that's our staffed, and so the patients can be seen in a timely fashion and prepared adequately for their surgery too, so that things run smoothly in the scheduling afterwards. Nursing in the operating room, nursing in our recovery room, in our inpatients units to be able to take care of these patients.
For the full interview with Dr. Charlebois, tune in to CJLO Thursday at 9 a.m. for our weekly news roundup. In Montreal for CJLO, I'm Katie Brady.
Good afternoon, everyone, listeners of CJLO 1690 AM. My apologies for the little bit of technical difficulties at the beginning there. I don't know what was happening with my computer, but we move. Today we're bringing you a 100% Canadian content show. I repeat, 100% CanCon. That's pretty exciting if you ask me. In preparation for next week's electronic music love song special, and the week after we'll be diving into a genre of some sort. So I'm trying to get the CanCon out of the way for the coming weeks. But yeah, right now we're playing So This Is Goodbye by Junior Boys. Junior Boys is a show favorite, Hamilton, Ontario, electro pop duo. So yeah, stay locked in. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Time Stretch. That was So This Is Goodbye by Junior Boys. Coming up next, we have Empathy by Crystal Castles. We'll be right back. That last track was Empathy by Crystal Castles, kind of synth pop, electronic-y duo from Toronto, Ontario. I think they're disbanded now, actually. And a bit of a disclaimer, I don't think, from what I was reading, I don't know, I think they disbanded in a controversial manner, from what I remember. But anyway, that track is still really good anyway. Coming up next, we have, playing right now actually, is Bamboo by CL, another show favourite. Really good Canadian content, just good content in general. I'm going to stop slandering Canada. Sit back, relax, enjoy. Shout out to the concurrent listeners. Big ups Emma if you're listening, and everyone in the CJLO office. All right, stay locked in, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
That was CL with Bamboo. Catch you lot off the ad break.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
For the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more, join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
Playing right now is the sounds of Leonard Croy, Vancouver-based ambient electronic artist. Played him on the show a couple times before. The track right now is called I Met You on BC Ferries. So for all my Victoria and Vancouver people, I thought you'd find that one funny. So yeah, enjoy it. coming to you right now. Sounds of regular fantasy running around. Priory's definitely Canadian house remix. Tells you all you need to know. Regular fantasy, DJ out of Montreal. Priory, another DJ out of Montreal, who I like a lot. Really nice, garagey track with some dubby chords. Yeah, enjoy. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. playing for you right now sounds of Mara with Sheila Nagig. Really nice, trancey, techie track. Released on Kalahari Oyster Cult. Yeah, really great label. You should definitely check it out if you don't know it already. And yeah, coming up, we got some more techie stuff. We've got The White by Testy, 1992 tech track released on Plus 8 Records. Really, really influential. And yeah, great, great. Probably one of the best Canadian techno tracks, actually, in my humble opinion. So yeah, lots to look forward to. Got a bumper show still to come. Stay locked in. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. We'll be right back. Yeah, really weird and twisted track from Testy. Super, super nice. Keep it going, stay locked in. You're listening to CJLO 1690. For something completely different. This track is Happy Ending by Kalayla. It's the AG remix. Really nice track. It's the only one today that is not Canadian. So yeah, please forgive me. I've just been playing it all week. So yeah, gotta do it. Fun drill jazzy club crossover. AG, DJ producer from East London, features on NTS a lot, so yeah, definitely check her out. Catch you lot off the ad break. Lots more coming.
This is composer Andrew Balfour inviting you to experience Isfachiwin, a musical journey bridging cultures and perspectives. It is both a personal journey and evocative testament to the transformative power of music. This recording features Calgary's luminous voices with the incredible Jessica McMahon and Walter McDonald Whitebear on flutes. It is my hope that this album deepens our understanding of Indigenous storytelling. Isfachiwin is available now wherever you listen to music.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
That last track was One Touch by Bambi. I still can't find the synth sample. playing for you right now, Darkness by Litany Worldwide and The Razzy Star. Shout out to Mateo for putting me onto this track. Yeah, stay tuned. You listen to CJLO 1690. Thank you. both Bambi and Litany Worldwide, very much a part of this really interesting Toronto electronic scene going on. Lots of jungly, Jersey influences, really sick stuff. So yeah, check both of them out. Coming to you now, sounds of Isabella Love Story, Montreal-based artist making kind of electronic reggaeton. This is Latina, the Safety Trance Remix. Very much conjuring Arca vibes with this one, especially because it's a Safety Trance remix. If you haven't listened to Arca as well and you like this track, I suggest you check out Eana Que Te Trajo by her, which is another collab with Safety Trance. Really cool electronic reggaeton stuff going on. Anyway, stay locked in. Okay, and so this final track coming to you is called Ontario. It's by a band called Cootie Catcher. that again, Matteo put me onto. They're actually playing in Montreal in a couple weeks' time, February 16th, I believe. So, yeah, if you're interested, check them out. They're playing at MSFL Gauche. Yeah, this is Ontario. Was Ontario by Cootie Catcher. Again, if you're looking for something to do on February 16th, they're playing at MSFL Gauche. This was